Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Folk in Scotland. Before we begin, you just walked in and you're wearing a bathrobe. I don't know what's going on.
Have you Hefner in it? I've decided I've reached a point in my life. I never really gave a shit before, but I've decided no shits to be given. I'm wearing this to the shops.
Well, you're just like you're a true Dundonian.
Got my pockets. But before we start.
Oh my God. This is, I'm uncomfortable.
I seldom listen to you.
Yeah.
Because I think it's inadvisable. I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I get this light for my bike.
Yeah.
And you're a bike guy. Yeah. Okay, you're always telling me your bike. You're basically,
you bought the wrong one.
You're basically on wheels. And you tell me, go and get a thingy-majig to fit it.
Yeah.
And I buy one. The specification.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
It does look like it, though, eh?
Thanks.
And that's a real Garmin.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a real Garmin one. Yeah. I don't think it is.
Why not?
I don't know. It looks like a copy to me.
Why is it no fit that?
I don't know. That's the Garmin fit. But it's smaller. That's strange. But you can see what I mean, why I made that mistake. Well, yeah. You listen to me, I do apologise.
What am I going
to
do with that now?
Send it back.
If I can't be arsed.
That couldn't have cost more than £6.
It was £7.
Yeah.
It's got that in it. What's that bit for?
That's for your, that's another mount for like GoPros or
I don't
anything.
Need that shit.
No, but it comes with them all.
All I needed was that to fit that.
I know, and I don't know why it does. We'll have to find out what model that is. Oh, it's got it on it. Did you not look at what model it was and then check?
Let's see.
Wait, hold on. I'm taking the blame, but it's actually got his name on it. You'll survive. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Hold on. What? But that was just the one. You just sent me a link and that was it. And I bought
yeah,
it.
But there's a standard size to them. And that's the same shape, but for some reason, it's not the right size.
I'm going to sneeze. I'm so annoyed.
All right.
Excuse me.
Anyway, welcome back.
Oh,
right. So, is it a bright light? Let's see. Oh, that is fucking hell.
Yeah.
That is bright. I'm trying to get it off. There we go. That is very bright. So, don't worry about it. You'll live. You're wearing your robe. You can't get angry. You can't
I
get
know,
upset.
I can still get angry.
But I'm going to hear about this £7 for the next, however long we're
£7.
Doing
£7. And it came a bit late.
Oh, my God. It never ends.
I'll have to sort this out somewhere. Ken, who's been a right cheeky bastard
Who?
To me the other day? My colleagues at the work.
What?
The folk that listen to this.
Ah, they're getting familiar.
Sharon and Cheryl.
They're getting familiar. They're getting to know you and they think they can speak to you.
She said to me I had to stop being cheeky towards her.
Well, is that
and
right?
If you looked at Sharon, the only thing you can be is cheeky towards her.
Oh, God. Don't start a war it's with a, me, Sharon.
It's a face that just elicits humour, shall we say.
Well, you see, this is what's happening. People are listening to you.
They think they know us.
Yes.
Big mistake.
They think they know you.
Big mistake.
They feel they've got a way to penetrate you.
But I'm the one
Sharon's
to be sure.
Trying to penetrate you. She's trying to penetrate you. Your mind.
She's got that wiry strength, Sharon.
Oh.
Let's just say her boyfriend walks like he's on hot coals all the time.
That poor. I'll find him.
Yeah.
I'll give him bus money so he can escape.
Oh, there's no escape for him.
There's no escape.
What once Sharon's entered your life.
Penetrated your life, shall we say? God,
Jesus Christ!
Right, we'll know that. So,
oh God, I'll have to wash my.
Yeah, just remind Sharon and who?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, right?
Well, Cheryl's a cheeky bastard as well because she keeps stealing my cheese scones.
Oh my God, they've got familiar.
And came and they gave me the other day, which is essentially workplace sexual harassment. Those sweeties, the love sweeties, love hearts.
And what did it say on it? Did you read them?
You should.
I'm not going to even ask.
Jesus.
Watch out for them.
Well, there's that look in their eye.
Yeah.
Ken, how...
You get to a certain age.
They've always got that energy like middle-aged women at a hen night. Ken, a stripper.
Are they getting random sweats?
Well, I don't...
Are they not at that stage yet?
No, they're not at that stage yet. Let's just say, if you were a stripper and had the misfortune to be in an event they were attending...
Your balls would be on the ground, blood everywhere.
Torn asunder.
Yep. Yeah, I could imagine. Torn asunder. I know the exact
No
type.
Amount of Savlon would prepare you for that damage. No
Nothing
amount.
Nothing prepares you for Sharn and Cheryl.
Sharn. What would a creature made of Sharn and Cheryl be? It'd be Sharn or Cheryl, wouldn't it?
No, just be them.
It works the same way. Can he get Bennifer?
Yeah, they'd be a
Sharn,
a shark.
Cheryl.
They're a shark.
A shark.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, welcome back. We're a bit delayed. That is Goron's phone, the professional suspected spam. Do it.
Hold on. Hello?
Oh, you don't know how to answer a phone. He's going to answer.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Stephen, I'm just absolutely wonderful.
With the same tariff and the same number.
30% off. That would be wonderful. Yeah. I run. Can you do business? Because I'm a criminal. I'm a criminal. I import drugs and loose women into Dundee. I make millions. This is a burner phone. If the police come calling, I have to eat this.
Okay, sir.
Are you willing to damn your soul to hell to do business with me?
Don't worry about that. It's a free discount for you, so you don't have to pay anything.
I don't know. I have to go and kill a few rivals today. Can I get back to you? Have you got a personal number I could phone? Hey, thank you for a wonderful call. You too. All the best, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
You too.
You know what? You stopped me from making a film. And we should have done it with acting like that. You stopped me. Granted, I was about to spend 10 grand.
10,000 pounds.
I was about to spend 10 grand.
You know what happened?
That was all the money I've got in the world.
You know what happened? What? Matt Sturton, he was worried about the competition, so he bunged
yeah.
me. He bunged me.
He gave you 20 quid.
He gave me 20 quid.
to put you off.
He held a knife to my throat, but that was a whole different thing.
I was about to take all the savings that I've got in the world, sell some stuff mm-hmm. to make a film.
Uh-huh.
And you stopped me with acting
Jesus.
Like that.
Wonderful.
What the fuck, man?
I once kept a guy on the phone for 25 minutes with a similar routine to that.
My usual one is, where's my fridge?
Right.
I've been waiting an all fucking day for my fridge. You got my fucking fridge.
Oh.
And they're like, no, sir, I don't have your fridge. Where's my fucking fridge?
I think he got a bit worried.
He was a bit concerned, especially when you started asking for his personal number. The other one I do is I usually go, I'm feeling awfully lonely today. Can I get a phone hug? They just hang up.
The thing is, the kind of spam numbers like that, the Indian call centres get a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But eBay,
mm-hmm.
it's Indian call centres eBay primarily use when you're dealing with the customer service. They're fucking fantastic.
This is the problem.
They're absolutely
this
fantastic.
This is the problem. You deal with
so
people that are great.
It annoys me that these guys working for these spam artists, they're giving like Indian people a bad reputation.
Yeah.
And eBay, and I can't tell you how wonderful they've been to me in eBay. Guys have just called me back and sorted.
I remember
problems.
It was Virgin yeah. went over to Indian call centers and you got everything sorted right away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I watch these YouTube channels where the guys spam them.
And then,
but they get the control of their cameras
yeah,
and
they
watch
get control
them.
Of their cameras.
And everyone that works there is a piece of shit as well.
Yeah.
They're pieces of shit, so I've got no sympathy.
No, no.
I've got no sympathy.
No,
they're there to con old people and you.
And me.
And stuff
yeah,
like that.
Okay.
So, we're back in.
I'll put my phone off.
Thank you. We're a bit late because, well, you.
Yeah, just
essentially,
me.
Just you.
I was getting my arse unbleached because I got
bleached. You're getting it brownified.
I got bleached.
You can do that at home.
I was disappointed with it.
Why?
It just was too bright. I was climbing into the bath and I caught it in the mirror.
Glistening. Like a disco ball.
Shining like a jewel. And I just didn't find it. No. No. And then, can you mean if you've got a really clean car, the slightest speck of dirt shows up.
I don't like this conversation.
I'm going back to my original
But it's mainly brown, so you can't.
Florid brown.
Don't wear white underwear, is what you're saying. It shows up.
I have
everything.
One pair of white pants, ice white pants.
Yeah.
I just kind of get away with them at my age now.
No, I just shite all over them and piss all over them.
just terrible.
Would it surprise you that all my underwear is either black or pink? Fluorescent pink. And green. Fluorescent green.
I was gifted some really good knickers, underpants the other day. A couple of years ago, and I've raised my sock and pant game. I've told you this. I'm going for the wool. And it's been life-changing. Judging by the state of my physical health, they'll see me for the rest of my life.
Speaking of physical health, went to the dentist yesterday
for my checkup.
And you know what they said?
What?
You're all right.
Oh.
Nothing.
Wonderful.
This is the first time I've visited any professional in a year, and they went, you're fine.
You and I go to the same dentist, and it's a wonderful experience, isn't it? The waiting room.
I told you about this. The only thing that's wrong with the dentist now is they've built a building behind it, and you can't see out to the estuary.
That's a bit of a shame, yeah.
And I would just watch the estuary.
It's got a lovely visiting little room, and the woman at the reception
is lovely.
Isn't she
Everyone's
lovely?
Nice.
And they just fuck about and they're not trying to upsell you anything.
Nothing. And they're dead laid back.
Yeah.
They're dead chilled. Everywhere. It's top down.
I've got
the guy that runs it's dead
I've
laid
back.
I've
got a chip in my tooth because I was trying to open a can of corned beef. So I'm going to have to see about getting that walnut can. Because I keep going
doing
under my
in.
Tooth. Yeah.
They'll put a bit of epoxy in tongue, it or something. A
bit of epoxy would
That'll
do. I'm going to sneeze again.
Don't.
I might be allergic. To this dressing gown. It's been lying in my cupboard for a long time.
So
it's a bit mocky. Do you want to smell it?
I don't please don't. Your smell is no, this is not something I want.
Oh, it's terrible.
So I think things are getting better with me.
Okay.
Not yet. I've still got to go to the hospital twice and all this shit. But I've noticed something.
Okay.
My white hair was coming in beautiful in my head. My white hair and my beard. Do you notice that it's going black again? Now you say, well, sometimes that can happen. I'm getting black handlebar moustache. And you go, that could happen. I never had black hair before. It's coming in jet black.
No, that's extra hair you're growing.
Oh,
that's extra.
Look.
That's extra hair.
A handlebar moustache in black.
There was a guy, I think he was the oldest man in Japan, which can be pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
And he had black hair. It greyed. It went white. And when he got to like his 110th birthday, it started to go black. So what I'm suggesting is your great age. Yeah. But then he died very shortly afterwards.
Well, that's something to look
forward
to.
See that poor bastard in the iron lung?
Oh, yeah. He was...
78.
He done well.
The strength of will to survive.
He was a lawyer. He was a lawyer. He represented people in court. And when he went in court, he used a technique to breathe while he was in court. And it's where you gulp air down and swallow it. And that's what kept him going. That's how he would do
it. What an incredible man.
The strength of will.
It's phenomenal.
He was, a special guy.
He must have had good cheer. You've got to be a happy person or you wouldn't have last.
Or he liked looking at the roof. I don't know. But either way, he'd
done
well.
Could he ever come out of that thing?
Yeah. When he went to court, he would do that, but for short periods. But he had to breathe this way where he would gulp air down.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
But I think there's going to be a film about him. He's in an amazing...
Well, they made that boy in the bubble.
Same thing.
Similar. Man in the machine.
Raquel Welsh's Badger asks, who is the best Bond girl? Halle Berry.
No.
Beautiful.
No, I like Halle Berry.
Because it's all about looks. It's not about acting.
No, it's not. No, but Halle Berry...
She had nothing to do in the film. Her character was shit.
It was shit. But they were going to do an extra film with her, which never happened. Halle Berry never quite got the fame and the level
she
never
got
have.
The films.
No, she never...
Monsters Ball.
Yeah,
but then it just faded.
It's so depressing, that film. She never just got her, like a star.
I feel bad for that Catwoman thing, because that's not her fault. But that really, I think, affected her.
She was in
her.
Swordfish and she got a tit suit. 500 grand a tit.
Holy shit, I would have done it for half
500
that.
Grand a tit. No, who do I like as a Bond girl? A Domino. That ageless bitch.
Domino.
Get her, it was Dr. Quim, medicine woman.
Oh, fantastic.
She was good in that. Beautiful, beautiful
she
girl.
She was one...
She just made Roger Moore look so bloody old. But
that's
Roger,
true.
That Live and Let Die, that is a really
Jane
good Bond.
Seymour.
That's a wonderful film. Yaphet Kotto.
Oh, he's wonderful.
The guy with the metal hand.
And the thing is with Jane
Grace
Seymour.
Grace Jones.
She wasn't in that.
But she was a Bond girl in another one.
She was a fantastic Bond
Wonderful.
Girl. Realistically, she's the best one. But I liked Halle Berry for reasons.
Who else getting them? Yeah, I know what you mean.
But Jane Seymour, I went to see...
Jane Seymour still looks phenomenal.
Great now.
She's 80 years old.
I went to see Sinbad and Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
And my mum took me. And I'm sitting with your popcorn, you're watching. I go, what is this beauty in front of me? Now, I didn't know what I wanted to do to her, but I knew there was something happening.
You'd give her a...
Lego.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
I went to see that as a double feature.
So did I.
With Superman.
No. No, what I saw it with, Spider-Man, the TV movie from... No,
it was the cinema in my hometown, which is sadly demolished. It was like a beautiful building. Yeah, it was. I'm sure it was a Superman. I might be wrong the dates. I feel like it was Superman 2 and Eye of the Tiger double bill thing.
We used to get double bills.
I went to the cinema the other day.
Oh, you did? This is your first time back?
For about 10 years. Oh, so the last time I went, some fat fucker was eating his way through nachos, spilling it down his fat face, making noise. There was phones going. It was off. It was an awful experience. I could not enjoy it. Because once my head gets on to the noise, I can't get into the... It spoils the experience for me. But a friend of mine, Stuart, had went... He's got one of these mad tickets. He pays every
wonderful
month.
Yeah.
But he'd said to me, it's changed a little bit. So I decided to go to cinema myself. I did during the day. Brought my food in.
The best way to do it.
Best way. Went at 12, went to the Odeon. Paid my ticket, which was expensive. Went in. Very few people. June 2, I went to see.
Right.
So I walk in and I got an instant erection. It's unbelievable. The seating arrangement now, it's no packed in. It's chairs. And I'm like, fucking hell, these are recliners. And they've got a table bit where you can put your juice in that.
What?
They're electric recliners. You could recline fully flat, looking at a screen. The tier system, you can't see the person in front of you. There's a low wall.
Oh, it's the Lux cinema, isn't it? And this is, I know why you go there, because you get the bus from your door right to there.
I was able to masturbate.
Oh,
eat,
wonderful.
Masturbate, because it's quite a long film.
Good.
Nobody noticed. No, honestly.
How was the film?
Wonderful.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, wonderful.
Because the first one I thought was good.
It was good. No, I liked the first one. I am a bit of a June head.
I like June.
So I know that I read the book once every year. I've read it 1,000 times. I genuinely know all the characters. And I liked it. There was a kind of... the special. If you compare June with the Marvel films are just... June, the scenes which are simple bits and it's... I loved it. But cinematography is beautiful.
But Marvel is for children.
Yeah. The sound was great. The attention to detail. I really liked it. I would recommend it. Go and see it. What was funny was people were waiting for the post-credits and I says, it's not a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah. They're waiting for a little
Marvel
spoiler.
Marvel has trained people. But I assume they're going to make a third one and that could be wacky because the second June film, the June Messiah is a wacky number. So we'll see. But yeah, I liked it. Hey, Christopher Walken's in it.
As the
and
Emperor,
they're on Giddy Prime.
Giddy Prime. Prime looks good because it's all shot in infrared.
Sex planet.
Yeah.
Just a sex planet.
Disgusting.
And Lynch's version, they've all got ginger hair in the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in this one, they're all shaved bald and they're sexual and cannibalistic elements. It's
like
good.
Dundee.
Yeah, like Dundee. Yeah, yeah, go. But yeah, life-changing. It's expensive, but I don't go to the cinema much.
Well, once in 10 years, year, but you can invest in it.
So if it was a good
film... You can't
film,
go twice because you bought the wrong thing.
But I will go. I will go again.
Next one.
I bought the wrong thing because you advised me to get it.
No, that is a fitment. For some reason, that's a different size. But you had the name of it on it.
No, but I didn't. I think you said to me that I'll never let this down. You said that's a Universal fitment.
Yeah, so but you sent me a picture like that. How can I tell what size it is?
Because you're a big guy.
Sake. So who is the worst Bond girl? I know.
A fucking her. Her at Peter Sellers when in a boot.
God, he went a lot. I can't remember. What's it?
Her had an arse double in The Wicker Man. Britt Eklund.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. What's her name that was in not January Jones. She was in good.
Are you all right?
I was married to Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah. She was a notoriously terrible actress. Yeah. But I put Terry Hatcher. And Terry Hatcher, to me, looks like a primary school teacher who got a divorce, a facelift, and it's not brought her the joy she expected.
I've not seen her a long time. I get the feeling she's a prize bitch.
Yeah. But she's awful.
Well, the problem with that one is, given the mistake they made, it had more... There was a backstory between them.
You don't want that.
I don't give a shit.
You don't care.
The lassie, the Bond girl from Russia with Love was great because she was a bit feisty. I liked her.
Yeah, well...
I'm just not a giant Bond fan.
No, it's not great.
I don't like cars and guns. So I'm,
I like guns.
I'm just not a big fan of it.
So, Paul Rini. Good morning, gents, from the always sunny and always clean Granite City of Aberdeen. God, just lying in your first line, eh?
I'm from up there. I know that's a lie.
My bus to work has recently taken a diversion. It now drives past a whole street of guest houses and B&B, and one has a sign advertising...
Hold on, people stay in Aberdeen.
Oh, not deliberately. It's like the car breaks down or something, you know?
Yeah.
One of them has a sign advertising central heating and colour TV. Colour without a U, their spelling. Mm. Have either of you seen more outdated sign... outside the business, all the best and motherfuckers for life. Yes, this is something that affected my family at one point. And in a particular...
General idiocy.
In a particular place in Dundee, I won't say where, there's still a sign that was painted over, but you can read through it. No dogs, no Irish. I would say that's outdated.
Okay.
And it was there until, I'm not kidding you, about a year before lockdown, about 5 years ago, well, it was still there.
The one you see now is no DHS. Okay, no,
yeah, yeah.
No benefits people.
No benefits
That's
people.
One you see. You get there used to be a pub in Aberdeen, so you should know it. Aberdeen's a right cesspit.
Yeah.
That said, it was a pub, like a working man's pub, spit and sawdust place, and it said on the door, no toilet facilities for women.
Well, there you go. There is a...
And the story I'd heard, the reason that was the case, let's just say it was frequented by a specialist type of woman.
I understand.
And
we had a pub not far from where I live, like that. And the ladies were so familiar. And as I grew up in the area, you know them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they know you.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I meet this young lady and we're walking through this area and past it and all these ladies are asking how I am.
Okay.
And it makes you look like you go
it
to a lot
like
of
you're a whoremonger.
But you're not, you just know them all.
But there's a difference. There's the lady who's a full time operative and then you get the lassie that's just making her chipper money.
Yeah. Well, the thing is you get this horror. Well, it's this. You watch people watch Pretty Women and go,
yeah,
that's what a prostitute is. A prostitute is around the back here, and if they're 15 or 16, I'd be surprised. Yeah.
There was
it's shocking.
There was notoriously a lassie in Dundee that had one leg.
Oh, God,
made it easier getting in and out of the car.
That's true. And the women I'm talking about were women, they were all they were 60 and everything.
Yeah.
And they'd been doing this all their life.
When I was a student in Glasgow, I used to drink in a Westie, a pub in off Sauchie Hall Street. And there was a woman there who was Glasgow's oldest prostitute.
Right.
And she would crack right onto you. And you thought, Jesus Christ. But she was kind of late 80s. Sadie, I think her name was. Mm-hmm. And what she specialised in was old guys in their 80s.
Yeah, this it's,
and they'd buy her a pint.
I can't say names or anything, but this particular situation I was talking about, there's one time I was walking through this area with this young lady I was going out with, pretty new going out with, and this lady approached me, asked how I was, asked how my family was, introduced, I said, oh, this is my friend, oh, you're going away out. A prostitute gave me a fiver to get a drink.
Wonderful.
But she died a few years ago, wonderful person.
I remember a thing I saw in my hometown. There used to be a guy who was, he had a shop that sold like paint and he did, he bought paper and stuff. A business like that wouldn't have survived now.
Yeah.
But he had the glass door of his business, it was all covered in little notes. People owed him money. Right. And he would have their names and addresses down to shame them.
Oh, wonderful.
And you wouldn't get away with that now.
No, that's totally... It's like if you steal in a shop, you know how they're putting their photo up in there? You're not allowed to do that now.
Not allowed to do that.
So it's...
I remember I had a security job and I was working at a Disney store in Dundee, which was the most robbed Disney store in the UK, I believe. Well,
I think in the world.
It's gone now. But Disney don't believe in security cameras and tags and that. Mm-hmm. But in their... work staff room, they had a big plastic laminated folder and it was photographs of people.
You know where...
and you're not allowed to have that shit.
No, it's a human rights and privacy and all this thing. But when I do my post run up at Tesco's now, they've got the radio on and they're all talking to each other and they're describing people robbing in a shop and they're heading up this street and that. And there was one time someone walked in and the guy went, "Oi, no, fuck off," because the description, listening to it, they just walked in the shop and he just went, "Fuck off."
Fuck no.
They go from one shop to the next just stealing all day.
There was somebody showed, there was a clip online the other day. The worst street in Dundee for people is the high street along next to the old steeple. Okay, in that side of the street where the bus stops at. If you're on a night out and you walk along that street... there's such a terrible atmosphere. It's a lot of homeless folk lying there. And it's just, if you are going to get robbed by somebody with a knife, you'll get robbed on that street. It's unlikely.
Not far from there, I had a knife pulled on me by a girl.
I know
she's long gone now, but... Oh.
But that shop shows a woman just charging out of the shop with a big stack of stuff she's just shot robbed. Yeah. And the police are saying under a certain limit, they're not going to bother their arse.
Yeah. You just take it. Retro Box.
Oh, aye.
Morning, guys. Did you feel sad about the Crossroads Station building, which, as it seems, is to giving up the ghost as well? Cheers, Retro Box Room. I know this building. This is up at King's Cross. This is an old railway. I think it's the second oldest railway building in Scotland.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the corner of King's Cross.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, knock it down. It's a piece of shit.
Right, okay.
It's rotten. It's damp. It's just, So people say, oh, now they've found out about it exists, people are trying to save it. But they've not cared about it for about 100 years.
I was up on Lochie High Street the other day.
Oh, best of luck.
There's been some changes there.
Mm-hmm.
Lochie High Street, it was quite busy. It's got everything you need. Your fishmonger, your butcher, your hairdresser. It's got all the stuff.
Now it has 12 hairdressers.
Yeah. But is the last tram still there, I notice.
Yes.
But the sporting lounge is away.
All that's going.
Yeah.
It's all up for sale, the whole thing.
The Sporting Lounge pub, that was a place I got threatened in. I got threatened last
You're
tram,
talking about, oh no, the Sporting Lounge is down the bottom. That's been a chicken place for years.
Yeah.
So that shows you the last time you were there, about seven years ago. Yeah.
The Sporting Lounge, because it did not have the Olympic suite upstairs.
Yes. The Olympic suite, they use a word where you go Olympic. It was about four times the size of this room.
Right.
And you'd squeeze people in after a funeral so they could fight.
Aye. But the last tram seemed to be busy.
Okay, I won't say anything. And then you've got those Ivanhoe.
There's a new home. Well, I was up at the range getting some brushes.
Okay.
Oh God, that was a funny.
Oh Jesus,
that's like a horse.
Please don't.
But the home
bargains.
It's not happy with where it's been, so it's opened a brand new building they've built.
Yeah.
Why?
It's because they're expanding, dude. It's because they make more money than anybody.
But if you've ever been in a Home Bargains, people do their weekly shop there, and it's not a bargain.
No, there's not a lot of bargains in it.
People think we're saving money. You get a six-pack of Coca-Cola, big
just ball. Go to Aldi. Yeah. It's great deals.
It's great deals, but no, Home Bargains.
Home Bargains
people into thinking there's... A lot of folk are so stupid.
It's like in Poundland.
Yeah. Poundland.
Everything's like fiver.
Yeah, Poundland's no cheap at all.
Exactly. Everything costs more as well. Yeah, it's only a pound, but everywhere else is 79p. Yeah. Just, you know.
Not happy. Have you noticed how biscuits now are getting tiny and smaller?
Well, I'm cutting down the biscuits, so I'm not. No. I'm off them.
I told you those sandwiches I like out of the Kopi, they've just got a wee bit little.
About 15% smaller.
They've just got smaller.
I got one the other day and went, "You bastard, you were right."
Same packaging, smaller sandwich.
It used to come over the top.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't. I noticed that. Dansk 404.
Fucking fuming, eh?
Good morning, both.
Oh.
I made the grave error of drying my toes in a new way last week. This is our listeners.
and made something in my back go twang. So if I'd been laid out for a week, oh, not fun. When your back goes,
I think he just needs to man up.
Horrific. Just walk get up off. There. This takes us on today's show, actually.
Get a couple of paracetamols up your arsehole and you'll be good to go.
On the plus side, I've now watched Scavenger's Reign, which is excellent stuff. Great visual style.
Oh,
like
man.
Mobius.
Yes.
Great visual style, like Mobius, French comic artist. Hope you have a good one. Cheers. Well, that's good.
Scavenger's Reign.
So he's taking advantage of
it's
being
pure,
in pain.
It's alien. It looks alien. It's so imaginative.
That's what I like.
It's wonderful.
I watched that Adam Sandler film where he's talking to a spider.
I didn't.
And
I hate
everyone
Adam
hates
Sandler.
It. No, you know what? It's not perfect, but at least they tried something.
Mm-hmm. But at is that a spider, or is that just the most his brain can like?
I think it's, well, you don't really know, but I think it's meant to be this last of an alien race or something. Okay. Whether it's real or not, it doesn't matter.
Adam Sandler,
very...
I find it difficult to watch his films, and I watched that gem, Uncut Gems, and I really enjoyed the film, primarily for the woman that's in it.
Okay.
But he was a manic energy. But he just annoys me so much.
It doesn't work. Well,
just annoys me.
Yeah. It wasn't a perfect film.
No.
Astronaut or whatever, but it was...
I watched...
At least you tried something,
Just to annoy myself, because I think anger does keep the blood flowing.
No, it does.
The spice must flow. But it was Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie, you didn't watch that.
Damsel. Absolute hogwash.
Is it
what
really?
A dog-faced, ghastly bitch of a lassie. She's terrible.
Oh my God.
It's just terrible. Well, it came what annoyed me, and I almost almost smashed my telly.
What was that?
The Princess Bride. Such a beautiful film.
It is.
I really love it.
It's
been done to death.
It's whimsical with depth.
The adult fucking fairy tale. Yeah. All that Shrek shit. Fuck Shrek. I hate Shrek.
Agreed.
The Princess Bride's wonderful. What's her name's in it? Had the misfortune of being married to fucking Madonna's ex.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
She's so lovely in that film, and she was in Blade Runner 2049. She's wonderful.
She was great
as
in
an
that.
older actress. She's wonderful, wonderful. She's in that shit, and it's just it's spoiling my memory. The Princess Bride.
Don't let it. You're sounding like these people online that hate.
Yeah, no, but
Millie, women in Marvel films.
No, I don't, because I love women in films. But it's Millie Bobby Brown, because it's just her.
Oh, she's awful.
Awful. But she says, I want to be like an action hero in it. She's not as bonny as she thinks she is. She's not as good an actress as she thinks she is. The one good thing about it is what's her name? What's the woman's name, the actress who was married to fucking Madonna's ex? It's annoying me.
I forget.
Doesn't matter.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright. Because she was Robin Wright Penn.
Robin Wright Penn, yeah.
I really feel bad when I don't get their names. But there's a dragon in it.
Oh,
and the design for the dragon's all right.
Dragons.
But it's got the woman from The Expanse with the voice, like she sounds like that in it.
Right.
So it's a female dragon. It's all about female empowerment, but it's so hackneyed.
That's the problem with female empowerment.
Yeah.
Right? To do it, you've got to get it right.
Just do
anything that shows respect. Right, this is the thing. Say you're shown respect.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get it right, because if you get a slight bit wrong, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And that's the same as women empowerment. Well, whatever empowerment. If you get it slightly wrong, it's kind of disrespectful and comes across as insincere.
Well, I spoil it for everybody. It's a female dragon. She fucking fights the dragon, teams up with the dragon, gets her revenge with the dragon, and then they fly off together with the
bullshit,
dragon.
Bullshit.
No, thank you.
Chris McShadowins.
It's not as annoying as that bloody F... What is it? Amelia Holmes or whatever. They made a second one of
them.
10 minutes
into it, and I had to put it off.
I had to switch it off.
But she's doing...
She jumped off a train and I went, I'm done. She's doing the voice in this film. She's like forgotten how to be English. She's like Lulu. It's weird. Awful film.
Chris McShadowins. Good morning, gents. Hope you're both doing well, especially Derek. I am fine. Mm. There is nothing wrong with me. I went to the dentist.
There's a lot wrong.
I've not been on, like, Twitter. I've been because of... Everything's just chaotic at the moment.
Yeah, chaotic.
More than ill.
Always chaotic.
Actually, other people have been worse than me, and I'm just sort
of... It's like chaos magic.
But it's nothing's bad.
No.
Those butt implants are going to be totally worth it once they've healed up. I could do with that. I've got, like, a cat's arse.
Soggy now.
Yeah, there's just nothing there.
There's no meat in the cheeks.
No. Anyway, I just wanted to send a shout out to all the motherfuckers out there who not only watch my YouTube show, Is It Any Good?
Hold on.
Oh, he's squeezing it in.
Fuck off.
He's squeezing in an advert.
No, I've told you, there's no cross-pollination on this channel. We are not a flower. You are not a bumblebee. Wait, fuck off, Chris.
But came to give me some support and encouragement when I was feeling a bit down about a recent episode. Dude, you don't need to feel down about any episodes.
What happened in episode that he's down
He got
about?
His cock out. It was a whole thing. But it's okay.
That's not how you drink a milkshake.
Well, he dipped it in and he blocked his ears and he tried his best. It didn't work.
Just a bubble came out.
A special thanks to Derek and Goran, of course, for being the centre of it all. Cheers, dudes, and have a great weekend. Dude, your show is excellent. I watch it every time.
One of these days I'll get around to watching it. I'm not going to promise anything.
You're lying. I know you've watched
I've not watched anything.
Because I said something and you corrected me.
No.
So you fucking liar. You have
I've
watched
seen
it.
These, I've seen the screenshot.
He shows great. He shows
is
great.
It?
Yeah, it's fine. It's like, well.
But he's in it.
That's there are downsides to everything, though.
I will watch it.
Yeah.
If he gets some chocolate mousse, shapes it into like a human jobby shape, very convincing.
Okay.
And then eats it while wearing a white t-shirt. But he sprinkled some of that popping candy in it. I just want to see that face.
I don't know what to say about that.
I'll watch if he does that.
Now, I don't know if I read this one out before.
Like a dirty
but
protest.
This is from February 27th.
That seems like you might have read it out before.
I'm listening to the Golden Child on soundtrack.
No, you read this.
Good.
You read,
okay, that's Andy. And Andy's message today is, Andy here, hi.
Oh.
Thanks for that, Andy.
God, that was hardly worth it. That used energy to send that. Something swerved and another
this
thing
is,
swerved.
Did we read all this out? This is our listeners. This is the standard.
Well,
we
you
get.
And I both listened to it. Is it Harbonaut who done
it? Yes. Now, everyone, please go to Harbonaut's Twitter, I think. Did you retweet it?
I retweeted it. Yeah.
Go to any of our Twitters.
It's poignant.
And that song that he did,
yeah.
And it's on AI. Now you think, oh, an AI song, what does that sound like?
Wonderful.
It's fucking
It's better
astounding.
Than Taylor Swift.
A lot better.
But what I'm wanting him to do, and he will do this, is a Frank Sinatra version. I would love to hear
Frank
Sinatra. Doing it, wouldn't it?
I hate Frank Sinatra.
I love Frank Sinatra.
About him.
I love Frank Sinatra was a great guy, a complicated man, great guy, and then he became a cunt as he got older, like everyone.
Like everyone. Well, you started off early, but that song, it made me actually properly laugh.
Weep. It made you laugh.
And I was really fucking howling at it. And then when it goes into a rock track halfway through the first one, it was just amazing. Yeah. It's really good. So thanks for that, dude.
Poignant.
And for anyone who wants to know what the song's about, it's an important part of our lives, and I think many people
Where's
who listen to
Where's
that
jobby gone?
It's about a shite on the stairs.
Someone
ate it.
A much lamented jobby.
I bet some dog running up the stairs went, I'm going to have that crunchy.
You ever have a dog eat, like, sheep shit?
Yeah.
Old dog, border terror. I used to come
like
back
Maltesers.
For a walk. Just smeared in it.
Yeah, horrible.
It looked worse than Chris Shadowin's.
It looks brown, but when they bite into it, it goes green.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
it's disgusting.
Jesus. Oh!
What?
Coming down here today, life-changing.
What's happened?
Angel Delight butterscotch ice cream is a thing.
What?
Angel Delight butterscotch is wonderful. I love Angel Delight. Angel Delight butterscotch, Angel Delight strawberry, Angel Delight banana flavour. Lovely. A taste of childhood. They've thought to themselves, we'll make it into an ice cream.
Is it really good? Because butterscotch
I've not bought it. I just saw the thing on the side of a bus stop.
Because the Angel Delight butterscotch is kind of magical.
It's wonderful food. I don't know if you hadn't, because it's got a slight plasticky taste.
Yeah, it does.
But you grew up on it.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'd never tasted it before, what you'd think of it as an adult.
I'll probably love
shit, ice cream will be fucking marvellous.
I was talking to our friend, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff says, I've got a problem.
Oh, he always has, yeah.
And he went, I've become addicted.
Oh, what? No. Bailey's.
And he went, it's a real problem. I'm like, what the fuck? Cookie dough ice cream.
I can imagine him eating that.
He
wouldn't have used a
you
spoon.
You get a litre, and he says, I'll just eat the whole
thing.
He wouldn't
have used
a
spoon.
What?
He wouldn't have used a spoon.
But he's not like that.
He'd lick it like a dog, like
he's
a cat.
He's a mountain guy that eats like deer and everything.
So he's got soft. I saw him, his rugged good looks had fleed. He was starting to look a bit doughy. And he could tell I looked at him going, God, you've went downhill, you've bloated. So he came up with this bullshit story that he had an injury, he was carrying an injury.
Oh, his
shoulder was
sore.
Again, it was fooling nobody. He's been on the ice cream. He's hurt he's been his shoulder. He's hurt his shoulder. Spooning that spoon into it, his
just,
mouth.
It's too slow down. Ah, my shoulder. So he just stuck his face right in it. Yeah.
Fills a bath with it. Rolls about.
But
in
when
it.
He said it to me, I went, "Is this a joke?"
No, he's got
he's he can't stop. He said it's amazing. His fridge is, his freezer's just full of ice
There'll
cream.
Be nothing else.
No food.
Nothing else.
I was like, "You kidding me?"
Ice cream is food, mate.
It's really not.
Yes.
It's really not.
I would be very suspicious if somebody said to me, I don't like ice cream. I'd be like, what?
I like the, is it bourbon? Vanilla.
Mm.
That's lovely. That's
any
the
ice
best.
Cream.
No, no not
the,
any.
The finest ice cream is pistachio.
No, I don't. No.
Pistachio.
No,
no,
I'm just saying.
Second is rum and raisin.
Oh, no. This is old school. Going into a shop and getting out. That's horrible.
Oh, no, it's wonderful.
Rum and raisin.
Came enough to dip this, the thing into the water, the hot water, to keep
it
smooth.
Yeah, they never clean it or anything.
Never. Jesus. Never.
So,
I'm just picturing him fucking spooning ice cream in his face.
Just sitting in the house on his own. And he's no
filthy.
Telly. Don't think he owns a TV.
No, just in his filthy.
And it's just like
his
a garage.
Filthy garage.
Well,
yeah.
That's the house. He lives in the shed.
His hands are covered in oil.
I remember he said that to me. He bought the house and he goes, his shed came with a free house. That's all he cared about was his shed. It's the way he lives. So, ice cream.
One
thought
day
it was a joke.
A he's kind of like Dundee's Unabomber.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he listens really to this.
He does listen to this. Well. He knew what he was in for.
Good luck with your shoulder.
Today, I'm excited because Starship launches, its third launch.
I've no idea what that is.
Starship, Elon Musk's rocket.
Oh, I don't believe in his
No,
shit.
I love fireworks.
I don't like his shit.
I love fireworks, so I want to see
I
it
know,
blow up.
He's got, has he got some crypto thing he's pushing? There's somebody he's pushing. Oh, fuck no. Off. Fuck off.
I like the well.
He's no the richest man anymore. He never has
He never
been.
Was, yeah.
He
it's
never
all,
was.
It's all just
Is it Bezos numbers. Again?
Yeah, but even them, that's on the Forbes list. There's rich people like Saudi princes you'll never know.
No, they keep it
and
secret.
The families are worth trillions, not billions.
I was reading a thing that Norway's discovered this fucking rock of like some rock they need for the computer industry and electric and all kinds of stuff. Not potassium, but there's some
silicon
phosphate or
something. Okay.
And it's worth
Brick.
Just trillions. Norway's set for life. But what they do with the money is they put it in a pension pot for everyone in the country.
That's right.
What the UK did was spent it all on nothing. Just nothing. There's nothing to
on,
show for it.
We've spent it on this high-speed railway that was going to take, for our international listeners, it was going to be from, like, you'd go from every major city.
Yeah.
High speed. Boom,
not happening.
Like Mission Impossible. To every other city.
Aye.
Then they went, it's a bit expensive.
I don't
so let's make it,
a few, right?
Let's make it a wee bit smaller.
Aye.
Right? Let's make it a wee bit smaller.
Uh-huh.
After spending like $100 billion.
Does it even go to Birmingham?
I think the track's shorter than the train now.
So we basically have to get a horse and cart to there.
Yeah.
5 days and then go
15 minutes and then get off. But the only thing that it does is they were saying, you know, if you go from, say, Birmingham. What's wrong
get
with me?
Get good curry there. Nice
to,
balti.
I haven't been for years.
No.
To London, you can save 7 minutes on the journey.
Madness.
Hundreds of billions.
No, but that wouldn't have been a bad thing because infrastructure's good. You're planning for the future. But we've not got anything. They've spent all the money.
The money's gone.
And what's happened, I wonder, to all the property they've bought?
Ah.
That's been bought up by bastards.
They've bought it all up. Now it's sitting there. So who gets that?
Who gets
Does
it?
Does it get returned?
No.
Does it get put back into the public?
No. Somebody's going to buy that property.
That's
discount.
Right. That's
the,
right.
Britain is essentially, is it Andy Carroll, the lotto lout? Remember he won the lottery? He won like 10 million.
Yes.
Well, we
he's
got
on
oil.
The bins now.
He's batting the bins.
He's on the bins. He doesn't care.
He built like
a racetrack.
A racetrack
in his garden.
He was an idiot.
Yeah.
He must wake up in a sweat at night, though.
He says he's spent it all on like drugs and prostitutes. Well, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Right. So I think what he spent it on really was like expensive cars and just trashed them into walls.
I think was he not a big Rangers fan and gave millions to Rangers?
And I'll put it on betting.
Aye.
See, there was a guy I worked with and he was the boss's son and he made good money. He got paid better than anyone, the usual. He had nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
One day I had his car, I had to go and take it to get it MOT'd. So I'm driving up the road. look down, and there's this wad. And I thought, God, he's left cash in here. What a fucking idiot. It wasn't. It was scratch cards.
Jesus.
It was, right? And I went, Jesus. Looked at the other side. They're all over.
Fuck, that's
an addiction. Wads and wads and wads of them.
There was a guy, a Dundee employee, that embezzled like millions, I think, from the council.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his gambling addiction. It was
gambling is the worst thing.
It's terrible. It's really... The worst thing that happened in this country was the fucking lottery. The lottery came in and it just legalized everyone. Well, I've never bought a lottery ticket in my life.
Well, what it does is it makes it acceptable. This is a sensible choice.
It's not.
It's just a bit of fun.
I've been socializing with people with gambling problems, and I've seen them at Puggy machines, and they're the worst company you've ever met in your life. And
yeah,
I'll have spent like 30 quid on bevy, which is not money I've wasted because I've had a great time and I've had a blether. They have spent 40 quid on the Puggy machine and have to go.
There's a thing that I really hate at the moment, and it's if you see a podcast, and they get their sponsorship, and it's
awful.
A betting thing.
I would never.
We'd never do it.
Never.
We have made almost 60 pence in advertising in the last year on this show.
That's big money.
But it's clean. I think it's 58 and a half pence.
That 60 pence is clean money. You can be proud of that money.
And we could choose what adverts. And I took all political. I took all homeopathy, alternative medicines.
Oh, jeez.
All that shit. Nothing.
I can understand. I've never done it. I keep meaning to. If you're going to the horse races and you're making a day of it, and you're having a drink, and you're betting a minimal amount on horses, that would be fun. I can understand it. Imagine going to Greyhounds and getting a hot dog, and you can understand that would be a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Gambling, there's folk that play online poker and shit. It's fucking madness.
But hold on, I'm going to stop you right there. I had a job once taking pictures in Dundee, and it was at Dens Road, and they used to race dogs there about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe longer than that.
Do they still do that on occasion?
I don't know if they do, but this was a lot. I had nothing to do, and I went in, and you said it could be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
No one's having fun.
No, taking deadly serious.
It's deadly serious. There's rules. It's a bit like the cutthroat nature of going into the bingo.
Well, the problem with dog
with
racing,
old ladies.
If the dogs don't compete, they just shoot them. It's a terrible industry.
There was no pleasure involved.
They're as good to their dogs as the Amish are.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I would like a different ending to the film Witness with Harrison Ford.
Whereas he's walking away, he goes past a puppy farm.
He just opens a cage and the dogs
and run.
And came when they're building that barn, just 100 dogs come and bite them to death.
Well, that would be good. Yeah, that
the
would
wee
be good.
Kid gets his face torn off.
There'd be nothing wrong with that, because since I've found out what they do to dogs and...
Well, the thing is, I think it's unacceptable, but they are just treating dogs like they're cattle, they're an animal, they're everything else. But are we wrong? We think, cows are, you can eat a cow, but a dog,
Well, no, there's ways you treat animals.
Yeah.
Even if ultimately they're to die for your food, you don't abuse an animal.
Yeah, no.
You don't do anything like that.
Yeah. Do they not say when you beat a dog, it makes it tastier?
Well,
I do like battered chicken.
I was trying all food. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I told you this, I've been to Nepal. And I was hiking up to Namche, Midway.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'm going to have a yak steak because it's on the night.
Chook.
But as I was walking up, I saw how much those animals were beaten.
Oh.
So when I had it, I thought it would be tenderized.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Like shoe leather.
You could not eat it. That was the sound I was making.
I've got YouTube videos, TikTok videos. What I hate about it is they'll take animals like a sugar glider or a wild animal, and somebody's got it as a pet.
Yeah.
And they go, how cute. Or a monkey with a fucking jersey on. I hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're wild animals. We've got enough domesticated animals.
I agree.
Don't have a fucking squirrel, a fucking flying squirrel. But at the same time, there's videos of like cows playing in a field with a ball.
Mm-hmm.
A cow's no any dumber than a horse.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
But you can, I mean, animals can have joy. And I've seen Parkham go, no, it's all just it's evolutionary. It's learned behavior.
But so is our joy.
Everything we do is exactly the same. Yeah.
You see, that's the problem. You can't, it's when people talk about the environment, like it's out there.
Yeah.
We're part of it.
This phone's
we are.
That phone's nature.
Everything's nature.
Yeah, everything's
I've said
nature.
It before. If we create something in the lab that doesn't exist in nature,
right?
That's nature.
It's nature.
We are nature. We are not separate from the environment. We're not separate from animals.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Not at all.
Yeah, we are processed. Everything that's existed eventually in the scheme of time will just... We're all ashes and dust. Everything.
Oh, thanks for that. So anyway... Anyway,
sooner than later.
12 o'clock today. Hopefully I'm going to watch a rocket take off and go into orbit. I like the idea.
While Donald ducking it?
Well, I'll be here. I'll have my clothes on.
That's where Musk's money from, because he's on the government tit.
Yes, that's where it's all coming
Everything
from.
Everything else is bollocks.
But something I hate about those launches, usually the rocket explodes.
It's the particulates that go everywhere.
Oh, it's the pollution's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
But the thing that bugs me is all his team, they just start cheering. Huh. They've been told, if anything goes wrong, you fucking cheer. Don't show weakness. Show this is part of the plan.
Okay.
I wonder if they're going to do that when there's passengers on board. Boom! And they're just so trained. And they're going, don't stop.
Yeah, but there are going to be passengers on these things.
There will be.
When they go to the next, they're going to the moon again.
What's the guy, the YouTuber, Tim Dodd? I can't remember, but he's...
Kenny, they need to send
he's
to the
He's been
moon.
Signed up to go. I can't see it.
That guy that built the tunnel under his house. I'd like to see him go onto the moon.
Why does he bother you?
Yes, because I always visualise being his neighbour and he's building that carport. I would shoot him. I'd go around his house and murder him.
He had an ATAT walker in his garden.
I'd go around his house and kill him.
Fuck, man. I've got a shadow on my house now because of a fucking
Star
Wars
thing. I'd walk around his house holding a shovel and he's like, oh, you're here to help me dig the tunnel? No, I'm going to kill you with this shovel.
Bury you in it. No one
bury
will
in it. Nobody no one's going to care. Fill it with concrete.
But he gets paid a lot to do that.
But he's still living. Well,
but it's in a cul-de-sac. Sort of thing he lives.
He's a millionaire.
How do you get permission to dig like that?
I don't know if he must bribe somebody.
Because there's no. Right, you imagine him.
There's places you can't change the colour of your front door.
And he's got tunnels and bunkers and everything. There's something odd going on there. Oh, it has to be. It does look cool, though.
He's got that energy of a 1980s children's TV host. He's a guy that pretends to be younger than he is.
Yeah, I think he's mid-40s.
There's a guy I despise. Right. The guy with the tunnel's not that bad. I'm being a bit hypercritical. I just wouldn't like to be his neighbour.
That's I understand.
The guy
that.
I fucking hate, though, I've recently discovered Mr. Beast. And I just think he's terrible.
I do as well.
It's terrible. He's this braying fucking smug cunt, right?
Yeah.
But on his team, they went to one, spend a week in an island, a city abandoned to war. And they go there, and there's menchies everywhere. Mm-hmm. Folk are walking through there. It's not abandoned. Mm-hmm. Folk are there all the time. There's dogs. You see people. Anyway, he's there with a guy who wears his baseball cap backwards. And I thought, I recognise that cunt from somewhere. Okay, who he is? He's the guy that makes the glitter bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that guy with the glitter bombs and Mr. B, that guy's my age. He's like 50-year-old, that guy. And he's got his baseball cap on backwards, and he's going to be with Mr. Beast. It's weird.
I think the problem with Mr. Beast, people say, I'm not.
And this isn't jealousy. Folks say, oh, he's wealthy. You don't No, I just think it's
there's
shit.
Some things that bother me because when he started going, he was giving pizzas to homeless people, but they're filming it.
Yeah, terrible.
That's terrible. And everything he does now, no matter how much good he does, it's tainted by this is content.
Yeah, it's content, yeah.
And I just...
The one thing I'll look forward to, and the internet will deliver, is when Mike Tyson kills that guy.
Right.
I hope he... I'm no joking. Folks, that's terrible thing to say.
No.
I hope he runs in, batter,
wham,
brainstem,
his head, you just see it going flying across the room.
And it lands in the audience and kills his brother. Because I despise those two men. Because they're corn merchants.
Yes.
And they're under so much pressure to produce shit, and it's to the detriment of our society because it's and I feel, has Mike Tyson not got enough money?
Mike Tyson, when you watch him in podcasts and that, he doesn't have ill will towards them. So if they're like, let's do a fight, we'll make some money, he'd be like, yeah, okay. I think he'd go from that, I'll help you out.
Just because he's got a wee light voice. It's given him so much rage. He's had a tough life.
He's had a tough life. He's smoking, a dangerous
smoking
person.
Dope has really helped that guy.
Has helped him. And he talks about when he becomes a fighter,
he's
he hates
ferocious.
It
he's ferocious.
Well, I saw him. The 56, video.
Ferocious.
58.
Is he?
They put a video the other day of him training.
Ferocious. Fast as fuck. I've never been that fast.
I couldn't
in my
even
life.
Think as fast as he was moving his hands.
His hands move as quick as Jeff eating that fucking ice cream.
That's true.
But he was just, I'm looking forward to, I hope it's not a fix. And they've said, we need to make this a fight of it, so take your time.
I'm hoping.
I hope he savagely.
I hope it's a fix.
Aye.
I hope it's a fix, and I'll tell you why.
Right.
Because he'll, Tyson will go, yeah, okay, I'll do that. That's not a problem.
Right.
And he'll be like, yeah, okay. Don't
mock
and then he'll
him.
Get
You're
punched.
The door. Right.
He'll get punched in the chin.
Right.
And then suddenly, the switch will go, mm-hmm. and he'll go to full fighter mode. Remember when the old guy looked after him?
Aye.
We'd train him. Tough guy as well.
Yeah.
And he'll just go, cling, and he'll turn into this
the
monster.
The thing about these monsters are,
wham!
If you and I got hit, you go, oh no, I've been hit.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, the brain, it's muscle memory. They can fight. They can be unconscious. You could snip their brain stem. Doesn't
Still
matter.
Still going.
Keep going.
I saw Tyson in slow motion hit this guy. The mm-hmm. guy put the defensive glove up. The glove went into the guy's face and he's fucking rattled with his own hand.
I don't like sport at all.
Jesus.
I do not like sport, but the only sport I will watch, and it's not the cage fight, I like boxing.
Yeah.
I like the whole thing, they go in and they're respectful to each other. I like the controlled nature of boxing. I like it. I really like it. I remember Barry McGuigan when I was a kid watching
oh,
his
yeah,
fights.
I remember
I loved it. It's really good. And well, at the end of the fight, they show each other respect. It's been the saving of a lot of young guys.
Yes.
It truly has.
Angry young men.
Yeah. That Conor McGregor cunt, who's getting spoiled fucking a Roadhouse. He just is gacked off his tits.
Oh, yeah. He loves
that
it.
That man loves it.
He's got the energy. You can
Jesus.
See it in his hands.
He's fucking energized. He's energized.
What do you think about this new film?
Did you watch any of the Oscars? Did you watch some of the Oscars?
I didn't even know it happened.
No, it passed me by.
I didn't even know it happened.
Wild outfits. Did you see Kristen Stewart's outfit she's been wearing?
No, I haven't.
I love it. That woman's got some style about
it. I like her.
There's a film coming out, Love Lies Bleeding or something.
Okay.
It's got a fucking Ed Harris is in it, looking like the guy from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, right, okay.
And he's got the long mullet hair, the bald the head.
Oh, I might go for that.
I think I might go and see it in the cinema lying down.
Well,
bit of camel
is it
toe.
Kristen or Kirsten? Because everyone hears Kirsten.
Is it Kristen?
And in America,
Stewart?
It's Kristen. I think it's Kristen.
Different
I'm not
spelling.
Sure. But
she
I
was
like
wearing
her.
An outfit where her knickers were up her fanny and the lips were either side of it.
Oh, they were just waving.
That's a bold. That's a bold look.
I think
bold.
I feel bad for her because she's just getting such a hard time just because she's gay. She's getting such bullshit.
I like
it.
I like her. I've always liked that lassie because I think she's got a bit of kind of style about her. But
she's stylish, but I don't think she's a great actress.
No, but I think she's turned in. I've seen herself. She's pretty good, mate. When you give her good material, she's good. But I like. She's
Are you
like,
saying Twilight wasn't good?
I've never seen those films.
I will
not
fight
film.
You now.
I've never seen those films.
It's a great film.
But she's got. I don't give a fuck style about her, which I like, which is different from that bloody Dakota Fanning.
Oh, her.
Dakota Johnson. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, I knew who
if
you meant.
If you don't
she's
like
terrible.
Doing this, do something else for fuck's sake, man.
They've got a wanted sign down at my butcher's right now. She'd be great. If you're not happy being
she'd
an actress,
she'd be good in a slaughterhouse. Working in a slot.
Just looking at animals.
Humanely
fucking
killing pigs all day long.
A bolt gun right in the
It'd
head.
Probably be better than Hollywood, to be honest with you.
But
Kristen Stewart's
terrible.
This film that's coming up looks fucking good. Looks
I
good.
Was really looking forward to. Now, what was it she was in? Was it Underwater?
Oh, yeah. It's just. It's a
and
bit,
it's Cthulhu.
It's Cthulhu, yeah.
And when I heard Cthulhu, I'm all in.
It's all right.
Ugh.
I've forgotten everything
I
about it.
I was bored.
It was all right.
It was
no,
boring.
It's not like The Abyss. It's a wonderful, glorious film.
The Abyss.
I love it so
Cameron
much.
Is a cunt.
I love
But he can make a fucking film.
Abyss.
And people going about his special effects. No, his characters are great.
Oh, you care about the people.
His characters
he's
are great.
He gets the characters right and then yeah. you care about the characters and that carries the film over. Yeah.
When
yeah.
Ed Harris takes his ring off, throws it down the toilet, he puts his hand into it.
The bit where
it's all blue. That
bit,
tells you everything
the bit
about
where he
him.
He saves his wife and
tells
she's
you,
dead. It's
great.
Try watching that film, you get a wee lump in your throat.
You know what I like doing? I've got a guilty pleasure.
Oh,
I
bet.
I like reaction videos.
Oh, do you?
Watch people, big tough guys, watching that moment and they're like,
I know, it's a wonderful film.
No, like,
but you've earned it.
It's so
like
good.
Damsel with fucking Bobby Billy Brown. and can she's triumph at the end. She's not earned any. She's an annoying bastard. I can't stand her. But like in Cameron's film, you've earned the emotion because you like the characters.
You like the characters. Yeah. You see them that's for 2 seconds.
That's been forgotten very much in film.
One Night comes into shot.
Yeah.
In the submarine.
Yeah.
And in two lines, you know who she is. You know how she's going to react.
She comes off that helicopter Wonderful. With high heeled shoes.
You just the introduction. Yeah. You know who she is.
She's a ball breaker with a
she's
heart of gold.
She's this and that. God, and then because she sees something, you see who she really is.
Mastrantonio is on
there. Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Unbelievable actress.
She's great.
She is superb.
But she hates Cameron.
Does she hate him? Yeah. Hate Madeline.
You see,
Madeline Stowe is another one. What an actress.
Oh, I loved Madeline Stowe. She was my favourite for quite a while.
God.
Now,
that film with she gets slashed, the film with Revenge.
Yeah.
With Kevin. Big Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that's it. That was big at the time.
Wonderful
Mary
film.
Elizabeth Mastrantonio was. When Ed Harris is dragging her through the water, that's her. She's just holding her breath.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They put bleach
what
in the water.
What the fuck?
They had chlorine in the water. All their eyebrows went blonde.
Have a dummy. No, that was her. When they were lowering her into the thing and she's pretending she's drowning.
Oh, no.
All that was in the time that they're doing it. They were doing
wild
stuff.
Oh, he's a
vile
piece of shit.
Wild stuff. Ed Harris.
I wouldn't have get in a submarine with James Cameron.
When they put the rat in that liquid. It is actually breathing that liquid.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right? But Ed Harris, what they done, right, is they just got that diving thing, looks like a spacesuit, just filled up with water, and he had to pretend he was breathing. And then he'd show he'd panic, they'd take it off and he'd get air. But he was just filled up with water and pretending.
Oh, no.
And he said he was driving back to the hotel from the set, pulled over. Bursting the tears.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's full trauma. That's
he is such a good actor.
And he's a tough guy, but you imagine going through that. That's fucking you up.
I wish he wasn't in Geostorm, though. I wish he wasn't.
He had lank hair in that as well.
I wish he wasn't in Geostorm.
Geostorm's a great film. Again, I'll fight you. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't even get the show started.
Oh, we never do. We're doing another one tomorrow.
We'll do another one tomorrow, so we'll do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But join us on Patreon where you could see this. For as low as $2. So thanks to all our patrons everything.
Could somebody give us money for this $7.50 I've wasted? Come on, patrons, raise your game.
Send it back.
I have to put it in a bag and send it back.
Yeah.
I'll find a use for it.
But you get other ones. You get loads of mounts and that go on it.
Could you get ones that's got a mount that goes into that mount so I can mount it onto that?
I don't know, but you can put a phone mount on it. I use my phone on it.
Oh, I might do that. There you go.
And you put your phone.
I'll keep it.
You get your phone
I'll find
it.
A use for it.
They're only a few quid. You just.
So what we've learned today,
right?
Jeff's a greedy ice creamy bastard.
He loves his ice cream. He has a terrible addiction.
Chris Shadwins is a needy bastard.
He's not needy.
He's trying to.
He's not needy.
He's trying to cross pollinate with us.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's
trying to cross pollinate.
I tell everyone to go to his show and please go to it. What's it called?
I've no idea.
Is it any good?
I keep
forgetting. Sorry.
I was walking through that area of Dundee that's a criminal hotspot, and I hand out cards to people there, telling them.
Go and check this out.
Go and check this guy.
He's one of your people.
He's one of yours. And they say he's too much for us.
Too much, can't
take
it.
He's too needy. He needs attention more than I need heroin. That's what they say.
And please go and listen to Harbonaut's songs.
Oh, the Harbonaut,
about a shite on the stairs.
If you could do a Sinatra one, I'd love you forever,
okay.
Harbonaut.
Sinatra one. You'll do it.
He'll do it. Fly me to the jobby.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you hear my voice there. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, jeez.
Until next time.
Oh.
Oh, listen to that. Now, who's it that listens to us in the shower?
Most of them.
Well, that makes me nervous now. But I've got, I don't know what it is. There's
Sleazy
Tam. In my throat.
Sleazy Tam.
I think it's all
the
milk I've just had there.
Sleazy Tam and Goldilocks.
Sleazy Tam and Cheryl and Charm.
He got a waterproof radio so you could listen to us in the shower.
Dirty bastard.
What's happening with DAB radio? All my stations have gone off.
What?
DAB.
Does anyone actually use digital radio?
Is it gone?
I don't know.
I never got the memo.
I don't think anyone ever used it.
All my rock stations, when we built this, and this was fueled by rock music, we couldn't do it now because it's all off.
It's just gone.
The one at Fish Parts owns just off.
Well, the weird thing is, when digital audio, they pushed it like fuck.
Yeah.
The radios were quite expensive.
I don't know.
And I remember I was working at a car rental place and they got all these new cars in.
Yeah.
And they all had digital radios.
Yeah.
and hear what it sounded like. That was it constantly.
Like that guy dressed as a chicken.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So they all had to, there was actually, they were going to get sent back, but they knew it was such a problem. Huh? A guy came up and replaced all the radios with standard ones.
But what's happened? Have they switched someone off?
I don't know. I've not heard anything.
All the stations I used to listen to are gone. All I can listen to is Radio 4, and I hate that shit.
Oh, Jesus. But no Radio 1, or?
Oh, no, that... Fuck, I can't listen to Radio 1. Fucking awful. The BBC stations are still there, but all the hilarious ones can smooth...
Because that was meant to happen on digital. It was meant to be opening it up to loads of people, so it'd be local, small...
Have they changed someone and have not told me?
I'm
slow to pick up on a lot of things, I must admit.
Really?
Too busy
eating. Are you going to tell me why you're wearing a bathrobe?
I just fancied it today.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, laters.
Ta-ta.